before we do the talk, let me close our eyes. Because they've come along way on the highway and they're talking about automobiles and buses and trucks. They're kind of uptight. There's an empty bank in the state of Rock. And they really can't absorb increase. Just close the eyes and breathe normally. You are in the immediate house of your own brain and the immediate self. Watching and listening to all the requirements, not the analysis. Just simply appreciate that you've been here.
Listen, listen, listen to my heart's song. Never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen to my heart's song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen to my heart's song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart's song. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. I will never forget thee. I will never forsake thee. Listen, listen, listen to my heart's song. Listen, listen, listen to my heart's song.
spirit of song. Most of the place has lots of questions to ask. One of the questions that came up tonight do we take on the karma of others that we work with? Yes, no, maybe. All three are correct. dependent on the time. Give you an example. There was a blind man that came to Jesus when he was alive. And they asked him, who sinned? Did the man sin that he born blind? Or did his parents sin that he born blind? And Jesus said, neither. But this is to the glory of God. Not what God wanted to be blind to. To do what? Make Jesus prove you Jesus. Never thought of that. He can sin to be born blind. That means you have a past life if you believe it or don't believe it. And one doctor said to me, long time ago, I don't believe in past life. And the last time I was here, I didn't believe it. And you can accept genetics or heredity, then our parents are bummers for doing something and let us come out and be blamed for it. And then Jesus comes along and says, neither, for the glory of God. Underlying it all is timing. And the timing is what is referred to your moment of birth. The scope of the heart. We call it horoscope. You see, you have to come in at a certain moment of time. But you don't know why you're coming in. And for that reason, environmental programming dominates all your behavior. Until you have to encounter and ask yourself, what is it all about? And break out of this shell, which the Eastern people call my or you. And when you break out of it, you see, you become enlightened. But enlightenment is such a nebulous word. And what are you breaking out from to go where? So these questions create a great deal of problems for people wanting to identify with their true nature. Some teachers give the answer as your karma is the cause. And then you ask the question, what is karma? And they say, karma is desire. Then you ask yourself, is desire a good thing or a bad thing? And nobody can answer you that. Well, yes, no, maybe. As a human being, you have to stay healthy in order to survive. And if anything that erodes you from within you will make you sick, that condition does not help. Therefore, if you take an answer to your problem and it generates the highest guilt and the highest erosion, you will end up a dead person. And for that reason, they're all living with the least guilt and the least erosion inside of them, younger man. But when the sun is still at night, do you know if you're a man or a woman? What erosion is going on there now? Now, if you don't wake up, and there's no guarantee inside that brain of yours that you're going to wake up, all your friends around you are going to bury you. And you may not even know where the heck you are, because you didn't wake up, you have no memory. So you see how you're trapped with your erosion of your own self-imposed labels. And what you call desire. Now, Buddhism says attachment is the cause of suffering. You never said desire. When you go to bed, don't you tell yourself you're going to get up to go to work tomorrow morning? Don't you always pre-program yourself what you're going to do the next day before you fall asleep? Is that desire or attachment the end result of what you're going to do the next day before you fall asleep? Last night when you went to bed before, what you said? That you're going to get up today? Huh? No. Computers are like that. You don't put in the right information, it's not going to play back. You can't punch A to get B. You punch A, you get A, right? You punch B, you get B. So you punch in last night to wake up today. How many of us punch in not to wake up? Now by the same token, punching in the data in the form of a suggestion or hypnosis, that's the no-no. There is no desire. Because you program it with yourself. You tell yourself what you got to be. You got to wake up tomorrow. And if you don't tell yourself not to wake up, would you wake up? You don't put in time. That's the curiosity, you know, that you can. But curiosity, there is that again. So you are a victim of what? Alphabet. A victim of numbers. And worse, a victim of geometry. And you don't know your soul. You think you have a soul to save with your body. Kind of preposterous idea. You walk around with your body, I'm going to save my soul. With what? From desire? From taking out somebody's unfinished condition by touching them and cutting them? Then Jesus says, to the greater glory of God. So he touched the man. Well, how did he touch him? First by spitting on the ground, as if he said, oh, you disgust me. You people disgust me. Then he rolled up the ball, stick it in the guy's eye, and said, you're well. That's how you heal the man. Even when he said to Brother Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. Imagine Lazarus said, no, man, I get nothing. You have no ladder. This grave is a joint. But then Jesus is saying, Father, I did not say it in a wrong voice, only because of the people around me. I did not have to say it in a wrong voice, only because of the people around me. The enlightened person is enlightened through the language, the living, the alphabet, the numerology and the geometry
floating into the brain by the body. And to break through that, they tell us we must go back within the body and look at it, how we are put together at birth, in order to be free once and for all from all kind of attachments of those numerals, letters of the alphabet, and geometry, and the craving. So unless we're born again, we can't get this new devil. It don't mean fall out and cry glory, hallelujah. It simply means you are the sperm that got to be opened, and you're a winner, not a loser. Losers cannot be born. Plain, cold facts. But every trick in the book to hate the gene was pulled away. We pulled every trick in the book. You may not remember. But if you look under the microscope, you see. You are a composite. You're a matrix. That's why you are soul. You don't have soul. But you may go around telling yourself you want to save it with your body. And go through many incarnations. And that understanding. Until you come to the incarnation where you accept that you're born a winner, then all the others can be thrown in the garbage. They won't have it, nothing but human beings. The day you accept that you're born a winner in that incarnation, free from all the previous ones that you didn't have the understanding, you got enlightenment. Here and now, free men are a lot of yourself. Nobody is here to punish you but yourself, with your big fat mouth and your memory bank. And don't worry about the other person and his anguish and frustration. They're going to get to start on the 2 feet eventually and get out of the ball of living. And you ain't taking on their problem. You may clean up their anguish by helping them, patting them on the back like you probably. Rest assured, nothing. They take up their own 2 feet of bed and walk. Take up the bed and walk. And their own 2 feet. The temple of God is here already. You don't have to look for it. The designer, the structure, and the occupant is the same individual who occupies you. That occupant occupies you. Therefore, we are all the same. When we close our eyes and we are sung to sleep, we are in the unified field of oneness. And therefore, Brother Jesus would say, I am the Father of one. You see me, you see the Father. Physics is telling you the same thing. Einstein's unified field theory is the same. Energy equal mass times the velocity of light squared. We are a composite of the 144 elements embodied as tissue, ready to take on the responsibility of living now. First, accepting that we're born winners. And among winners, we must respect each other's strength. You don't have any other way to live. You can hate each other from fear, frustration, and guilt. You can hurt each other because we're playing the biggest movie called Kriyak Island, creation.
The iron is never off, it's on.
And we are acting this big ion,
and we play it in the form of rolls from horoscope. And the director, you may call him Satan or devil, which is God himself, testing his own creation to see his word. If God gave the world and God is real, then he must invent creator Satan. Who what? The director, not a producer. We are the actors. We came to act a movie called Kriyak Ion. And we got one Oscar waiting for us. It's called Immortality of the Cells. Leave it or take it. Perhaps Yogananda left his. And many other great saints left theirs. Brother Jesus took his. Beautiful holy house, we are going to place. We are here for eternity. And they showed us the time and couldn't be that eternity. And Dario has no intention to set up any franchise here. He doesn't have competitors. He has inheritors. We are the inheritors of this creative system. Well, we may not realize it. We may need many, many incarnations or roles to play in the scope of the horror to come to the one realization that we are in. But whatever incarnation you come in, and whatever particular role you have to play in the horror scope, that incarnation is the one you want to understand. To him that overcometh, I will not send forth a second time, but I will make him a pillar in the hope of the Lord. That incarnation that you can understand and accept, you are the winner. Then the rest will be put in the garbage, and this one incarnation, with this understanding, you can live it to the end. Because the horoscope is 50-50. Break even. 50% of the time you're going to be aggravated, and 50% of the time you're going to be compensated. And you come out doing the time. All the great teachers have come to be our spiritual nursemaids. We don't know, like I said, let us straighten up the instant for anyone. But when you realize it yourself, then you begin to live the moment of now and not the moment. So you're not taking on how to be from. And karma is not merely desire. If karma was only desire, then the biggest karma maker was God himself. Because he said, or she said, that's when you don't show mystical, not you. Come let us, not plural, make man. That's a craving, that's a desire. Come let us make man in our own image and likeness. That's all the root fundamentals of craving. Male and female created it. And God breathed breath of life into man. And man became living soul. Go forth, multiply, have dominion over the universe, no set of franchises. That means don't be attached to anything, because when you're sun asleep, there's nothing you can be attached to. rich man, poor man, everything is same. Dominion is the ability to cope with it. Then the true meaning of desire or karma is in the word itself, deep sire. Sire is to rule or reproduce. If you rule or regulate your life, you will produce noble action to the glory of your divinity. Therefore, there is no attachment to the service of the world. It's called the selfless service, otherwise known as charitable activity, otherwise known as the good Samaritan act. You see the freeman of Lord Vishnu. Your heart opens more to serve, and the healing power moves within you without you having to wish for it. That's why all the different schools that teach different techniques of awakening oneself to the reality of the principle of the force is to let go, let go. So, we all learn one fact, that we can only serve when we are in harmony with ourselves. We can't really serve any other harmony. And for that reason, we have given certain instructions through the centuries. And the most ideal instruction is cleanliness is next to godliness. Let's put it this way, cleanliness is godliness. Clean up your act. Put your head together and start living for the glory of God. Because God has already become you. We never become God, but we become God realized. That is the feeling of attachment. Yet at the same time, to make this transition, we need direction, because our programming and our conditioning has left us in a state of frustration that we are never competent or we never measure up, because we fail to judge by comparison. And when we don't do that and look at the roles we play in the incarnation we are in, there is no inadequacy, because the role you play is the moment of birth. It's called the horoscope. The environment was here before we came into the body. We come into the body to play the role. The movie script is written. The good actor is one who makes his role come alive and realizes in the end that the reward is the best demonstration of his ability to perform. And that's why Jesus is saying, not my will, but thy will be done. And you look at the
horoscope of Venus,
it's pretty rough. But look at the hospital he got. Huh? A pillar in the house of the Lord.
And this is written for everyone. The joy of living your particular role. And not to be free. The universe is a big place. It's our home. And creating the telegraph has no intention to go out of business. And for that reason, if one would like a trip in time and would go out, I'll see a midnight eternity. So you see, infiniteness is our nature. Attachment to desire is a total cause of suffering and the comparison. When we disengage from it, we start to get back to our true nature. The body starts to feel from that. Consciousness starts to focus on the important point of view. And then service, the ideal. It is not what religion you belong to that makes you free. It is the fact that you're born a winner. You are great. Put your confidence in that reservoir because it brought you out against all the rest to be the winner. And it will never let you know unless you deny it existence and put some other idea to the face of it to represent the truth. And if you don't put any idea in place of that reality, it will not make it. It's a difference between living to die and living to live. When we live to die, all the negative ideas keep reinforcing themselves. And we run into others who are constantly trying to reinforce those ideas until we begin to live for them. Then we will meet those who are reinforcing the ideas of living. Live instead of living to die. That's what we said. When the student is ready, the master is there. The master in the art of living, not your master. One who gives you the insight into your own true nature so that you can master your life and live to live. Then it's enough that you live. The master is not going to be scientific. We become true friends in the art of living. We want the show to go on. Centuries ago, they developed techniques to help us to look inside. And those techniques eventually centered on one word called meditation. The Oriental people, in order to preserve their knowledge, hid the science of meditation in the word itself. And so for many centuries, no one knew what the heck they were talking about. But
Meditation,
that's what they call that, the word pleasant.
Until you understand this, you can go. You're already on the periphery, and then get bored and come back. For those who can work it, don't extend it to no other way of life. The M stands for mind. And then you ask yourself, what is mind? We're told by Brother Jesus, love the Lord thy God with all thy mind. Now, I don't have time for you if I'm going to love the Lord thy God with all of my mind. Because my mind only has three rates. Objective is to look at you. Subjective is to look inside of me. And superconscious is to transcend them all. Do I have any time for you? Very selfish. It's very universal. Mind. Mindful. Everything is. And you want to dig a hole, you look to go to go in a mind. It's already very difficult. So in your own mind is a mind. Funny. But and yet you got to be mindful of it, full of it. Mind, mental, labor. If you don't be, you don't have no mind. Try it. The day they cut the cord and you separate from mama, and you didn't breathe and hold that breath, you would be perfect in the middle. Be the ground again like rolling soil. Living soil. We are living soil, isn't it? 144 elements. Not living soul. This became living soil. 144 elements. But this one is petrified soil. Come, let us make a manifestation of a positive and a negative holistic movement. And breath of life is the oxygenation, the gas that gives the excuse of consciousness within a cellular form that it can grow forth, express itself to its different nature. That is what that whole connection is. We're going up into space. We may limit our space matters. We may make us speak out. And we don't have some of their capabilities. And at the same time, we have capabilities that they don't have. It's in the mind. Where this mind is moving us, all of the mind, not all of it, all of it. All of your heart pumping principles in you that give you the MVP. You have to pump. Strength, that's the respiration. You don't breathe, you don't have strength. You can be here. And soul is identity. The E is energy. Conscious energy. conscious in the sense that we can recognize, we can relate, and we can talk to, utilizing sonics. Earlier in the evening I said to close your eyes, but don't analyze, just watch and listen, that you're already a cosmic TV camera and motion picture house, and that the inner thought that is directing you, you couldn't tell it that you couldn't forsake it or forget it, right? You're a creation. But this principle that moves you by the current in the socket, you plug into it, it'll light up the bulb, providing the gentleman pays the electrical bill.